and this is our local artist interview. This week, we actually had Rosie doing the artist interview. So who did you interview?
I got to interview Mulch. Super excited. They're a very nice band.
Yes, they are so cool. I've seen them probably like 5 or 6 times at this point, and they are always amazing. So I'm so excited about this. Let's get right into it.
Hey, this is Rosie, and I am here with Mulch. So, who is Mulch? Give us an introduction.
Well, we are Mulch. My name's Cole Petrie. I started the band about 2 years ago as an acoustic project, but it's grown a lot since then. And now these two guys are like definitely just a part of it and are part of the sound. So I'll let them introduce themselves and kind of when they joined. Oh, and I play guitar and sing.
My name's Jack Giroux, and I am one of the other string player. I'm the bass player for Mulch. I've been in the group for probably
a year and a half or so.
Yeah,
a long time.
Not the full time, but almost.
I'm Jackson Savage. I play drums in Mulch. I actually met Cole about like 2 years ago in a film class that we had together. And we were just like, we sat next to each other and I was just like, hey man, what's up? And so like we had like a little bit of a friendship in that class. But then fast forward like a year ago almost, he said, we need a drummer. And so I just filled in and now I play full time with Mulch.
Yeah. Went well. So he got added.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys just performed at the Castle Theater. So how was that for you guys?
Man,
it was awesome. Yeah. I think it was kind of surreal for all of us, at least.
I mean, we're so used to playing like house shows or little bars here and there. Like nothing, no true, you know, stage setting. Yeah. It's all kind of DIY or mock-up or whatever you want to call it. But I feel like I speak for the three of us when I say it was just like everything we had hoped for.
Yeah,
and
definitely,
you know, it just from three college kids being in a band going to play this like you know,
cool,
like kind of semi-notable
venue. Like, yeah, it was cool.
It's
with our friends
with
other people from the scene.
To piggyback off what they said, like I grew up going to the Castle and like seeing like Dirty Honey and like Highly Suspect play their like big rock bands. So like getting to share like the same stage as like your heroes, it's definitely surreal. Like Jack said, it was beautiful.
That's really cool. And your most recent EP, Madness, has so many amazing songs. And personally, my favorite is Loose Screws. Do you guys each have a favorite song that you like to perform?
Probably.
You guys go first.
I think we've been working on a lot of new stuff, but like from the old EP, I mean, I still love playing. Like Loose Screws is super fun to play live. I mean, I think we have a lot of energy when we bring it live. Yeah. And so it's that would probably be my favorite out of the ones to play.
Well, for me, I would say, man, that's a tough one. I would say Astronaut, just because I feel like that song, like if you really listen to the lyrics, like the lyrics in it are like really well thought out. And but on the flip side, like as a drummer, I would say Loose Screws.
Hey, we're Mulch, and you're listening to our song Astronaut here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Thank you. and I thought you were my home. Alright, well that's okay. Feeling, oh, don't complicate my life now. I'm uncomfortable. My head is underground. Well, I wanna be in space now. Floating, this drug it puts me in motion. Just thinking it's my magic potion. It's searching for my way.
Creative process when you guys write new music?
We kind of just build songs pretty organically, I would say. Like, there's normally like an idea that one of us will have, maybe, and we kind of will just expand on that idea. We'll show up to rehearsal. We rehearse pretty often, and we'll just kind of show each other what we've got. And most of the time, we like it, and we just kind of we play what we like.
Like, usually, most, like 90% of the time, Cole will have like this little riff that is stuck in his head for days on end. Or sometimes it's me, but most of the time it's him. And he'll be like, "Oh, guys, listen to this thing I've been doing for like 3 days." And we'll be like, "That's fire." And then just make, I don't know, I feel like Jackson and I kind of come up on the spot with a part that just fits whatever he's already doing. And then, you know, once it starts there from one little section of the song, it eventually turns into a song, like a full song. And I've found that we just do that really quickly. Like, it really doesn't take long for us to put together every section of us. Like, because like,
if once we work on
once
it.
we start, like, we keep going. It just, the songs write themselves. it feels like a lot of the time.
Kind of piggybacking off of what Jack said, I feel like especially like with the new stuff, like we pull a lot of like influences, like not only like bands we love, but also like genre influences. Like we were talking the other day, like we play like kind of funky sometimes. Like there's a lot of funk, there's a lot of obviously elements of rock, but like we're pulling from all these influences. And then like if somebody has an idea, then we're just like, hey, you like this? Or like, and then we're like, yeah, that's dope. But then other times you're like, maybe not, but maybe next time. But yeah, like I feel like especially with us, like all the songs are like organic and we just work really well together.
Yeah, that's sick. And you guys beat me to the next question. I was literally gonna ask, like, your music has such a funk and rock undertones to it that I was gonna ask, what artist has the most influence in your music?
How much time do you have?
Oh man. Yeah, I think we each say a band.
Yeah,
like
we'll each do one.
I think like I love like heavy music, and like Soundgarden is probably like my biggest influence. Chris Cornell, their guitar stuff, it's cool. I mean, I know we all like each other's bands.
Oh yeah, too. Yeah. Like Cole said, Soundgarden. I mean, Matt Cameron, amazing drummer. Like, but my favorite band of all time will always be Van Halen. I've spent hours upon hours playing Alex Van Halen's drum part. He's like the pinnacle of like playing with energy and also playing like really creatively. And yeah, I'd say Van Halen, Big Al.
Okay, I think I have my answer. I would argue from a writing standpoint, so my favorite band is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, favorite band of all time. But when we're making a song, I feel like I play and take things more from Tool and Justin Chancellor, who's one of my favorite bass players ever. Like I love his tone, and I love just how like rough and gritty it is, but also how much it fills it in the sound. So that's probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
Tool is my answer.
Yeah.
Sick. And going back to like your performance, if you could open for any musician or band, who would it be?
Man, that's a tough question. I think one that I know we would like is like Queens of the Stone. Queens of the Stone Age would be sick.
Yeah.
Or like Tool. I know we're all like into Tool.
The Wiggles.
Yeah. The Wiggles.
They are going on tour, 21 plus tour.
That was our chance.
Let's go. Do they have to be alive?
No, they don't.
Oh,
okay. Alice in Chains, though.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains. Okay. Dolly Parton, even though she's alive. Ooh. Dolly Parton.
Okay.
I feel like that would be a fun mashup, like vibe switch for real.
That would be fire.
And to end it on like a fun note, if music was a color, what color would it be and why?
Green? No.
No, I
would say green. I would feel like blue. Purple.
Purple or blue, like a cool color.
Yeah. I think I would argue purple, because I think red would be like our harder rock stuff. Yeah. We have a lot of chill stuff. Combination of colors. I don't know.
Combination of colors.
We can get even more deeper. Say indigo.
Yeah. Dang.
Okay.
Indigo. Let's go.
Indigo streak.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for doing this interview.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. This was fun.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Thank you so much to Mulch for joining us today for our artist interview. They were absolutely amazing.